Nurture and support. Nurture and support. This is a podcast theme song. And it's really short.
Nurture and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast sharing all the awesome since 2013. I'm Kelly, at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter.
And I'm Mel, at Carmic9, occasionally on Twitter.
You're there. We catch you. Yeah. You need to get back, because I just sent you something tonight on Twitter. So you need
I'll check. My mini hiatus, I think, is about over. I needed another small breather.
It's corgi.
As I readjusted. Yeah.
Corgi related. You'll like it. I think you'll like it.
Oh, good. Corgis make everything better, y'all, in case you didn't know.
All right. As Mel and I got ready to go and record this, we were kind of exchanging, without a lot of context, things related to each of our recommendations. And so I'm going to keep mine pretty short because I really want to learn more about Mel's because it looks really cool. So I want to get to that. But I will go ahead and kick things off for today. And what I'm going to recommend is a web utility, fun little app to do some things. And Mel, are you familiar with something that are called memes?
Yes, vaguely. I'm very bad at them, but I do enjoy when other people use them successfully.
And when done successfully, they're truly hilarious. And so the tool I'm going to talk about today won't make you hilarious, that you're still going to have to bring that to the table, but it does give you a lot easier way. When I've tried on rare occasions to create a meme, I believe that the font, the standard meme font, is Impact. And so I would go in and use my 1930s version of PaintShop Pro, and I'd bring in the picture, and I'd use Impact, but I sometimes couldn't get exactly the font to look the same, but I'd kind of bluff my way through it, and it took a lot of steps. And then I came across this little gem called Meme Generator. And it's memegenerator.net. Important to use .net and not .com because memegenerator.com seems to throw you into some sort of site you're going to have to pay for stuff for. And we all know Kelly likes free. Kelly likes cheap. So stick with memegenerator.net because it's both of those things. You can.
And there's nothing wrong with .net.
Absolutely nothing wrong.
We're a .net, though actually we've never really talked to y'all. We are the .com as well. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
No, is that live and kicking? Is that if they did .com, would they resolve that? Wow.
Yes, if they go to nurtureandsupport.com, it will redirect to our original nurtureandsupport.net. So whether you forget the .net or the .com, it doesn't matter. So we're official and have been for a long time. We just have neglected to tell any of our 4 listeners about it.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard to get for some reason because Mel is so mean to Matt all the time. I don't know how willing he is going to be to come in and redo a .net to a .com for us.
Right.
And we've got, if any of you have watched Assault and Battery in the past, you've seen my editing prowess when I try and kind of edit and change a little theme song or instructions. It's maybe not the smoothest in the world. So we'll see what we can do. So try being nice to Matt for a while, Mel, and maybe we can get him back.
I will try to curb my darker impulses.
Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
So memegenerator.net is exactly what you think it would be. It's a meme generator on the noble .net extension. It has all the standards, whether it's Condescending Wonka or Fry, Futurama Fry, or Success Kid, one of my personal favorites of all time, the little boy with the fist clenched. The One Does Not Simply, Game of Thrones one, all of those are there. So hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of the memes you've seen before. You go to the site, you do not have to sign up. I find it a little easier to sign up because then you actually create an inventory and you can keep your memes that you create there and share them. For this show, and I've sent it to Mel, we'll include it in the blog post I did. I probably broke meme tradition and used it as a promotional material for Nurture and Support, but that's the way it goes. So you'll see that in the blog post and other places there. So we'll go and do that. So I just cranked kind of one out as an example there. You have the ability on the site to not only create your own, but see what other ones are being created by other people out there. and see which ones are most popular by the day, the month, the week, the year, or all time. So it's just meme upon meme upon meme. You can send it lots of different ways. It's very simple. You go in, you pick the image, it gives you the caption bars on the bottom where you type in, and then the hard part comes in. You got to be clever. Come in with something clever to say on the top and the bottom, typically, and then it's basically available for you to send and share directly from there. You can download it and use it later. Super easy. I'm not a regular meme creator or user, but this makes it much easier to do. And so on those rare occasions when I am doing it, I just found it to be just, it's a good basic solid tool. Not a lot of bells and whistles, but it does the job. It makes the meme, fast and free. So there's really not much more you can ask for that. But it is tough to be clever because there's the sad stormtrooper meme. We've got the stormtrooper at a table, and he seems to have a remote control on the table, which I've never quite understood. But he's got his helmet in his hands, and he's looking sad. It's kind of black and white. And I thought, given my love of Star Wars and all that, that was what I was going to create right before the show, was another one of those and share it with Mel, and it was going to be clever and funny. And I had nothing. I kept looking at it and looking at it and couldn't come up with anything. So maybe before the show gets posted, I will, but I kind of doubt it.
Yeah. Well, that's the important part. So that's why we need memegenerator.net to quickly make a meme for us when you have that one moment when that perfect little thing floats to the top of your head, you can get on there and you can make it quickly. Because for me, by the time I open up a photo editor to try to do it myself, it falls out of my head and the moment is gone and I'm just too lazy. So
do you have a favorite meme?
Mm.
Or at least a top one that might be in the top five for you?
Oh, I don't know. I've always liked the sad stormtrooper. I feel I identify with the sad stormtrooper. I like the little pudgy girl that's running. I forget what she's called. I always like her. She's good. So
I do like that one quite a bit. I'm surprised you didn't bring up the other one, which again is a little girl who's kind of got her back to the camera, but she's turning back and looking at the camera.
Yes.
And there's this kind of sinister look on her face.
Yes.
There's a house ablaze. Yes. That's a good one.
Yes. I like that one too. She's very good. So I'm pretty open when it comes to memes, I think, because I'm so bad at making them. I just appreciate everybody else's. So.
Well, now when you come up with it, you're going to be able to jump onto this site and just crank it out wicked fast and get it out there for the rest of the world. Since you're back to Twitter all the time and, you know, you want to regularly populate your Twitter feed with me.
I'll have to keep my phone by me so that when I wake up in the middle of the night with the perfect meme caption, I can either jot it down or jump on memegenerator.net and make it.
Yeah, and it works pretty well on the phone. I did a little bit with the one that I sent you, Mel. I did on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You do a desktop version or a tablet version. It's a little richer user experience to be able to just kind of move across it, and everything's kind of a little simpler, a little cleaner to do. I wouldn't say memegenerator.net is 100% mobile optimized. You can certainly do it, but it's not as easy to flip through all the different options and all those types of things. But it will work on your phone. It'll work on desktop, tablet, all that good stuff. So just for fun. And if you create a meme, you know, tag Mel and I on it so we know that you use the recommendation and are now creating humorous things for folks to see.
Yes.
And feel free to break the rules and advertise, nurture, and support. Go ahead. It's absolutely fine.
It's totally fine. There are no laws on the internet. Not that we obey anyway. So unfortunately, my recommendation is not going to work on everyone's phone or tablet because it only works on iOS.
Because you're an elitist. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's what I have. I work with what I have. I don't have an Android device. So there. I've bought several, but I bricked them because they let me mess with them. iOS protects itself by not allowing me to easily get inside it. So therefore, it's safe from my moments of curiosity. So my recommendation this week is an app called Sound Forest. And it is It's amazing, and especially what's amazing about it is that it's made by three folks who are really apparently very new at this from what they've said on their Twitter feed. So what this app is, it's a little mini music maker. And why it's called Sound Forest is because that's kind of its little shtick that it uses, is that it has four little environments, and the music that it plays, every tone that it plays, is represented by an environmental little icon, like a little tree, or there are several different like tree forms, or particularly different little animals. And so you can make a little scene on the screen and not even listen to any of the sounds that play. You could just get on there and make a little scene and put little trees and a pretty little pond and some flowers and some animals, and then play to see what your little scene sounds like. So what I sent Kelly was the very first, very bad little song that I made in Sound Forest. And I'm not good at music at all. I have improved upon that first one, so I don't know if I will have an improved version available yet to upload, because I have to try to record it. That's the only downside to this little app, is that it does not have any export feature to actually export a little video of the sounds that you have made. Though I have seen on their Twitter feed that if you send them a screenshot of your screen with your song on it, that they will make you a little video that will play. So that's pretty cool. Now, I would imagine that will get very tiresome for them at some point. So hopefully they will add a way to export your little file so that you can share it more widely. But it's really pretty cool. So it's based on different environments. So you've got the very first one is Sound Forest, and it has little forests and different little animals. There's a unicorn in there. There's different birds, a raccoon, things like that. Then as you move through, as you progress through making different songs, you will get access to the other environments. However, I didn't mention, this app is free to download. And for the amazing price of $1.99, you can unlock all of the sounds and all of the environments without having to watch any ads or anything like that. It's kind of ad supported, which I did that for a little while. And the ads are very inobtrusive. They're really not bad for something that you're going to watch ads to play. But they only charge $1.99 to unlock all of that and turn the ads off. So that's a steal. And it is a wonderful little app to play around with and make different sounds and just try to make a little scene, is what I do, because music doesn't mean much to me. I can't put notes in any sort of an order that make any sense or sound good together. So I make a little scene and then see how it sounds when I'm done. And it works pretty well. So it's a little app called Sound Forest, and it plays on iOS, I think. I'm not absolutely positive, but I think you have to have iOS 11 for this app to work. But I could be wrong, but I think you do. But it works on my iPad and my iPhone 7 just fine. And it's fun. I like it.
Well, we'll find out, because I do have a vintage Apple device, iPad available for these cases when my operating system's been shut out. And so to get to do some things like the best Star Wars crawl generator is still only available in iOS. So at least that's been my experience so far. And so that's the things there. But so you said you couldn't, I don't want to get you in trouble here, but you said you couldn't export anything, but you shared something with me. So how did that happen?
I used a different app, which I will probably talk about in a future show, to record my iPhone screen as it was playing. So that's how I got my video. I don't know how other people do it. I'm not that savvy. But I knew there was a way to do it, and a quick little search on how to record your iPhone screen revealed a different little app that I'm playing with right now, which seems pretty cool. And I will probably talk about that in another show. So
excellent. Well, Mel's selling herself a little short. Her first composition was a catchy little number. And it started off tree, rock, unicorn. It was something along those lines. But it was pretty cool. And,
yes. They didn't have a corgi, so I had to throw a unicorn in there.
And the unicorn sound seems like the most appropriate sound to associate with the unicorn. It seemed bright. So
yes, I liked him. And as it plays the unicorn sound, he flips his tail.
There you go.
So it's an actually adorable app. I really love it. And I can't believe that these folks are new at this, because I saw on Twitter where some people were asking them some different questions, and they were like, well, you know, I can try, but I'm really pretty new at this. And they're like, what? And that was my response too, because this app is, it works really well, and it's fun. I like it. I play with it quite a bit, and it doesn't take, you can spend, it's one of those things where you can do 30 seconds to try to make yourself a little song, or you can really get in there and try to make it work and get repeats, get a little chorus going. You can spend a lot of time on one tiny little song. So,
So like with choruses and things like that, does it have somewhat of like a copy and paste to where if you said,
no.
you basically, if you say, oh, that's a good, that old tree rock is awesome. You just have to recreate your tree rock.
Yeah, you'll have to make it again. So the way that it works is you start out with your screen, and down at the bottom of the screen are your sounds represented by these little icons. And let me see. The icons are inspired by the geometric nature illustrations of Charlie Harper, is where they came up with kind of the aesthetic that's going on in here. So those are down at the bottom of the screen, and you can tap them and it will play the little sound that it will play. And then when you tap the screen, it puts that note down. And so you're able to stack a bunch of those notes on top of each other, which changes the note subtly. And then you change your sound and you add different ones in. And so it's all completely touch-based. It's really very simple. To get rid of one that didn't quite work, you just touch it again and it disappears. So it works really well. It's very simple. It's very easy to understand. It starts off with a little tiny little tutorial that'll take you 30 seconds to go through to show you what to do. And then you just get in there trying to make yourself a little environment to play some tones.
Excellent. So. It looks really fun. But when you pay for it, basically at that point you achieve opening up all the environments, all the instruments. But there's no save option then. It's still, that's just not in the tool currently, right?
Right. It's not, it's just not in there for you to be able to export it. You save each song. You have so many slots, and I didn't count how many there were. There are several slots of songs that you get to save. Now, there's no way right now to export any of those and then clear your space. So right now, if you fill up songs on all of those, you're going to have to go back and rework a song or manually delete it, each little note, to make a new song. That's where it's at right now, technologically. They don't have an easy way to just clear the song out of a slot. You have to manually go delete it if you get to the point where you need to. So I haven't gotten to that point. I rework songs. So the little song that Kelly played, I no longer have that song because I've reworked it. It's now into version 10.0 or something. I couldn't even begin to tell you. It now does not even vaguely resemble that one, except maybe the beginning little trees.
It's catchy. I like it. So, what you ought to do, since you now have it, you ought to pull it in. That ought to be either the intro or the outro of this episode in your little tune. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'll extract it from the little video. But I uploaded the quick little video I made to YouTube so Kelly could listen to it and see it in all its glory.
I liked it. So. All righty. So those are two fun little things. You can create memes about your song. You can create your song and then do a meme about it. So we've given you a lot to work with today, folks. So you're welcome there on that. We'll move into social media recommendations. Do you have one for this week?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go to the Instagram. For this week's recommendation, I usually hang with Twitter pretty regularly, but I want to go with Instagram because this is, she does a great job on it. This is Brittany, And Brittany's Instagram handle is BrittanyAm, as in Mary, 12. So BrittanyM12, but I'll still send that to Mel so she can get that down there. But she's very good at the Instagram. Apparently, she's also very good at Snapchat, because this is part of the reason I wanted to recommend her, is I think I've established before on this show and other shows, not a Snapchat fan. And that may include because I'm not capable of using it. So I thought she is a big Snapchat fan. And so I asked her to instruct me on, please help me understand how this app works, because I hate it and it bothers me and it seems like a stupid interface and all these things. And I said, she's really smart. But her direction to me was, you just swipe around. Just swipe around. Yeah. And then when you're happy, you're done. And I'm like, those are not directions.
Yeah.
That is not how an interface works.
I've swiped around and I never got happy. So
I have not. It's like pull up to do this, and then I swipe up, and like all of a sudden I'm subscribed to something I didn't want to be subscribed to. And I don't understand it.
I don't either.
But she was in good spirits. Try to train me. Like I said, I found her technique limiting in terms of just swipe around. I'm doing that and I'm failing. I need more beginner help. But outside of, I will assume, her being very good at Snapchat, her Instagram stuff's great. She comes up with a lot of very interesting pictures. She's a fun follow if you want to kind of have some very interesting photos added to your Instagram feed. She does a heck of a job. So I'm going to recommend Brittany for this week.
All right. Yeah, I always remember I watched a video months and months ago of someone who I considered to be young, who I think was like 30, who was having their like 12-year-old cousin show them Snapchat. And I mean, this kid was just flying through there, making all the little faces, responding to stuff all over. And I mean, wow. And I was like, well, I don't have the energy for that. I think I'm too slow for Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm not looking for aerobic exercise. I want to take a picture. Whew. And move on.
She looked like she was having a blast, but I don't get Snapchat. So I actually have deleted Snapchat off my phone. So I'm sorry if you're a Snapchat fan out there, folks. I just don't get it. So I can't keep up with Twitter and Instagram. So there you go. So there's my social media recommendation. Don't send me a Snapchat. I deleted it.
There you go. Okay. So I think what we'll do now is hand it over to a fine gentleman. He's smart. He's clever. Very talented. He's actually represented now. Our good friend Matt has done voice work on a number of different things. And he has joined us a few times. He's talked about a couple of his projects. But he now has representation for his voiceover work, which
cool.
I'll try and dig up so we can put in the blog post as well specifically. Because he let me know the other day. And I was like, well, when can we tell people just to give you a bump on that? And he shared it out, I think, on Facebook. So so it's publicly information now, so we can share it. So I'll try and get that to you, Mel, so you can include that in the blog post as well.
Yeah,
but cool. He's a fine gentleman, very, very talented. Not saying this just because at some point we might need a .com version of Nurture and Support. Maybe I am, but regardless, I figure it's a good time to try and make good if we want to get this. We have to work through his people now, probably. So this could be... this could be a little more complex.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But Matt will fill you in on the many different ways that you can connect with Nurture and Support, to the email address that Mel and I never check, to Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, all those fun things, iTunes, Google Play. That's enough.
All those places.
All those places. So you can't miss us. You just got to go find us. You'll find us
right
there. Go look at
right
Nurture and Support.
We're everywhere.
And so Matt will give you all that information. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting giants.